We greet the members of the listening audience from the magnificent grand ballroom of the Hotel Astor. Present the speaking incidental to the testimonial dinner to the Honorable Samuel Untermeyer in recognition of his outstanding service to the community. The banquet hall is a brilliant sight with almost 3,000 of the city's most prominent citizens present to do honor to Mr. Untermeyer. The Toastmaster George Gordon Battle introduced as speakers the Honorable Bainbridge Colby, former Secretary of State of the United States, and Dr. Abba Hillel Silva, distinguished rabbi of Cleveland. Rabbi Silva is now speaking.
His patriotism to that country was proverbial. In the last World War, 12,000 of his sons fell on the battlefield. 35,000 were decorated for bravery. 80,000 fought in the front-line trenches out of a population, a Jewish population, which totaled no more than 600,000. And then suddenly, overnight, his political, his economic, his social privileges and rights were wrenched from him. Overnight, it had been resolved that whatever of power or position or influence or wealth was his shall be denied him. He is to be stripped of all rights and driven either into exile or into a new 20th century ghetto. This fact, that rights achieved after centuries of struggle can be lost again, has introduced a note of hopelessness and insecurity into the situation, which has cast a pall over Jewish life, not merely in Germany, but all over the world. If this thing succeeds in Germany, then the position of the Jew is desperate indeed the world over. The challenge of Nazism, therefore, is a challenge not merely to the Jewish community of Germany, and may I say, not merely to the Jewish people of the world, but a challenge to the whole civilized world. And it is this challenge which we hope to meet, to confront, and we believe we shall meet it successfully. Because our cause is the eternal cause of advancing mankind in this particular situation. What we are fighting for are these basic, elementary, and sacred values for which mankind has struggled through countless centuries. The Jews in Germany are not the only people who have lost their freedom. There is not a free man or woman left in Germany today. All free institutions, all democratic institutions have been destroyed. Constitutional guarantees have been abolished. The free press has been muzzled. Liberalism has been driven into the concentration camps. The iron heel has stamped down upon what was once the great free creative people. We Jews have only been singled out for the especial hate and the easiest triumphs of Hitler. Destiny has again made us, the Jews, the spear point of the attack upon a new barbarism which has raised its ugly head in this 20th century. And as the spear point, we are moving forward, determined to destroy that which civilization must destroy if these sacred values and sanctities of human life are to be preserved for us and for our children. I don't know how much time is allotted to me, and I certainly would not wish to monopolize this program where so many distinguished men wait to speak. There is but one more word I wish to add. What is unique in the German situation, too, is this, that the Nazis have begun a noisy and aggressive proselytizing campaign for a race theory, which is not only fantastically unreal and false, but which is dangerous to extreme. For if that race theory becomes accepted in the world today, it will mark the beginning of an epoch of the bloodiest struggle between races that the world world as yet known. What is being taught the world today is the very opposite of what the sages of our religion and the teachers of all the great religions have taught the world. One God in heaven and one humanity upon earth. What the Nazis are teaching is the fragmentation of mankind into races, graded into castes, one superior to the other, and by implication, the superior race to exploit and dominate and oppress the inferior race. These very Germans who worship at the shrine of Jesus the Jew, who hold the literature of the Jew as sacred literature as the Holy Bible, who build churches to Jews, John, Paul, Peter, James, yet listen to a preachment which would make of that race which gave that to the world, brand that race as an inferior race. This new blood cult, this race legend, which is being so vociferously propagated by Hitler and his disciples, is spiritual leprosy being visited upon mankind today. And around that spiritual leprosy, civilized peoples must throw a cordon sanitaire, a ring of sanitation to save mankind from this, the cruelest and the most destructive of heresies against civilization. One of the sages of my people once wisely and incisively put this query. Why is it that God created only one Adam? While he was at it, God could have created six Adams at the same time. And the answer is given. That God created only one Adam, so that in the future no man will have the right to say, I come from better stock than you come. My friends, we have protested against this iniquity. We have appealed. We have been answered by sneers and taunts. And now, fury of the world aims to resort to the last weapon which is left to it in its struggle for life. The economic pressure, the economic boycott. And we summon the free men of the world and the free women of the world, regardless of race or creed, who see in Hitlerism the menace that we see, to rally with us and to bear down hard upon this iniquitous regime until it is crushed or until its policies are changed. Now I am confident that having been schooled by 40 centuries of patient, persistent effort, that we will win out. We are not the enemies of Germany. We are not preaching hatred against Germany. We will not stoop to the tactics of our enemies by calling Germans or any other people inferior. We have the profoundest sympathy for this people in its present unhappy plight. Many of us championed the cause of Germany in the hard years after the war when Germany needed champions in the world. We were taught by our sages, do not hate even the Edomite, who was the traditional enemy of the Jew, because he is your brother. Our war is upon a usurping regime, which has by no right of constitution and by no use disenfranchised the whole people, outlawed men from public office, drove men from their profession, denied educational opportunities to children, undermined the economic position of men and women so that all that is left to them is exile, starvation, or suicide. This iniquity we aim to war on. And I am not at all pessimistic about the future, my friend. I believe that Hitler has not said the last word about Jewry in Germany. I am confident that the Nazis have not written the last chapter of Jewry, which has lived for over 1,000 years in Germany long before Hitler ever came into Germany. Of our people it was said, and I close with this phrase of our Bible. When thou wilt go through the deep waters, I am with thee. And the rivers shall not overflow thee. When thou wilt go through the fires, thou wilt not be burnt. And the flame will not destroy thee. For thou art an eternal people. In this confidence which Providence has given us, and in the name of those ideals which are sacred to all mankind, we summon mankind to this bloodless war for the sake of humanity, for the sake of Israel, and for the sake of the German people itself.
Untermeyer, Upper Himmel, Silver, Cleveland. The Samuel Untermeyer dinner in the Hotel Astor. Following the tremendous acclaim for Rabbi Silver, the Toastmaster George Gordon Battle.
I'm sure we'll never forget that stirring appeal of Dr. Silver. We'd like to hear him for an hour, but unfortunately the inexorable requirements of the radio make it impossible for us to listen to him as long as we should like. I'm next going to present to you a gentleman who is particularly familiar with the facts in this situation, because he was the ambassador to Germany during the critical period just before the World War. Since that time, he has kept in close contact with the conditions there. He's a gentleman, one of the leaders of our community, a lawyer, a judge, an outstanding citizen, a man who's always ready to respond to any good cause. The Honorable James W. Girard.